Unit 4. Lessons 25 to 32. Did you have a nice trip? Lesson 25. Li Ming goes home.
Number 1. Walk and walked.
I often walk to school. I often look at a map. I often talk to Miss John. I often play cards. I walked to the park yesterday. I looked at a picture yesterday. I talked to my cousin yesterday. I played checkers yesterday.
Number 2. Li Ming's story.
Li Ming is arriving home from Beijing. What does his father want to know? Read and listen.
Hello, Li Ming. I missed you.
I missed you too.
Did you have a nice trip?
Yes, I had a great trip.
What did you do?
We walked to Wang Fu Jing Street. We shopped there. I wanted to buy a gift for you. I looked in many shops. I talked to many store clerks. I liked this. Here, it's for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's a t-shirt. I have one too.
Lesson 26. Jenny goes home.
Number 1. Go and went.
I go to the library on Sundays. I went to a restaurant yesterday. I see Mr. Wood over there. I saw Danny yesterday. I have homework today. I had fun yesterday. I eat a sandwich every day. I ate ice cream yesterday. I am happy today. I was happy yesterday.
Number 2. Jenny's gift.
Hi, Mom. Did you miss me?
Yes, I missed you. Did you have fun in Beijing?
Yes, I had fun,
says Jenny.
What did you do?
Asks Mrs. Smith.
The first day, we went to Tiananmen Square,
says Jenny.
It is so big, Mom. We saw people flying kites.
What else did you do?
Asks Mrs. Smith.
The second day, we went to the Palace Museum,
says Jenny.
Did you go shopping?
Asks Mrs. Smith.
Yes,
answers Jenny.
The third day, we went to Wang Fu Jing. I have a gift for you. Here.
Thank you, Jenny. These chopsticks are beautiful.
Lesson 27. Danny goes to school.
Number 1. What happened?
What happened, Danny?
I hurt my nose.
Danny hurts his nose.
What happened?
I fell.
Danny falls.
What happened?
I broke my tail.
Danny breaks his tail.
Number 2. Danny's story.
Danny, what happened to your tail?
I broke my tail. I fell at the Palace Museum.
Poor Danny.
I hurt my nose, too.
Oh, no.
Yes, I was taking a picture with Jenny's camera. The camera was okay, but not my nose.
Did you see Tiananmen Square?
Yes, I hurt my arm there. I wanted to fly a kite, but it was too hard.
Poor Danny. You didn't have fun in Beijing.
Yes, I did. Beijing is great.
Lesson 28. Jenny's and Danny's pictures.
Danny and I have some pictures from our trip to Beijing.
Let's show our pictures to Kim and Steven. This is Jenny, Li Ming, and me at our hotel.
Is it nice? Yes. It is near Wang Fu Jing Street.
This is Li Ming at Tiananmen Square.
I know Tiananmen Square. It's famous.
How did you go to Tiananmen Square?
We went by bus. This is Danny at Tiananmen Square.
What happened?
I wanted to fly a kite. I hurt my arm and Jenny helped me.
This is Danny and me on the train.
Is that a baby?
Yes. We played with the baby. It was fun. This is a picture of Jenny and Li Ming at the Palace Museum.
I can't see Li Ming and Jenny. What happened?
I fell.
Danny broke his tail.
Lesson 29. Gifts for everyone.
We bought gifts for you in Beijing. This kite is for you, Stephen.
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. Do you like it?
Yes, I do. It's wonderful. Green is my favorite color.
I bought this for you, Kim.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome. Put it on.
It's too small for me, but it's just right for my doll.
Here, Mr. Wood. This is for you.
Thank you. Let's put it above my desk.
May I help you?
Sure. Here is a gift for you, Mr. Wood. It's a t-shirt from China.
Thank you, Danny.
But sorry, Mr. Wood. It's too small for you.
Lesson 30. A letter from Li Ming.
Look, Danny. It's a letter from Li Ming.
Let's read it.
Saturday, November 6th. Dear Jenny and Danny, here are some pictures of our trip to Beijing. I had a great time with you in Beijing. I liked Tiananmen Square and the Palace Museum. I liked our hotel. I liked going to Wang Fujing to buy gifts. The picture of the panda is for Danny. The panda is in my bedroom, Danny. It is fine. How is Danny's tail? Please send me a letter. Yours truly, Li Ming. Jenny Smith and Danny Dinosaur. Green Tree School, 10 First Street, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Look, Danny. This is you at the train station.
Yes, I jumped on the train, but it wasn't ready. That's me again. What am I doing?
You were sleeping on the train. You were very loud. This picture is for you, Danny.
That's my panda. Hi, panda. I miss you.
Lesson 31. Are you ready for a chant?
Number 1. Let's chant.
What did you do?
I walked to school.
What did you do?
I went to the zoo.
What did you do?
I ate the donuts too.
What did you do?
I saw a kangaroo.
What did you do?
I hurt my tail and broke my shoe.
Number 2. Let's have a quiz.
Show your green card for the right answer and your red card for the wrong answer. 1. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I go to school. I see you yesterday.
2. Look at this picture. What happened?
I was thirsty. I had some pop.
3. Did you like Beijing?
Yes, I liked Beijing.
How did you do? Look at the answers below.
Answers. 1. Yesterday, Danny went to school. He saw Mr. Wood. 2. Danny was thirsty. He had some pop. 3. Yes, Danny liked Beijing.
Story. A gift for little Zeke.
This is for you, little Zeke.
Thank you, Cass.
You're welcome.
Little Zeke lives in Emma's desk. Emma and little Zeke are friends. He helps Emma, and Emma helps him. Emma has a sock in her desk. It is a gift for little Zeke. Little Zeke sleeps in the sock. Tess is little Zeke's friend, too. In the morning, Tess puts juice and donuts in Emma's desk. At lunchtime, she has a sandwich and milk. she puts some in Emma's desk for little Zeke. This evening, little Zeke feels sad. What happened? Emma's class had a party. Mrs. Jones had gifts for everyone. Was there a gift for little Zeke? No. Mrs. Jones had a book for Tom. Tom liked it. She had a red ball for Emma. Emma played with her ball. She had some new markers for Tess. Tess went to her desk. She worked on a picture with her new markers. Everyone ate donuts and drank pop. Little Zeke watched Mrs. Jones. He wanted a gift, too. Does Mrs. Jones know Little Zeke? No. Little Zeke talks to Emma and Tess. He doesn't talk to Mrs. Jones. Little Zeke goes to Mrs. Jones's desk. He writes,
Hi, I'm Little Zeke. I live in Emma's desk.
Then he sees a gift. It is in a box. The box has a card. It says, To Little Zeke from Mrs. Jones. Little Zeke opens the box. It is a little bed. Little Zeke feels very happy. He writes on the blackboard. He writes,
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Then he writes,
17 plus 36 equals 35.
Then he says,
Time for sock? No, time for bed.
Lesson 32. Again, please. Vocabulary.
Liked.
Liked.
Looked.
Looked.
Played.
Played.
Shopped.
Shopped.
Talked.
Talked.
Walked.
Walked.
Wanted.
Wanted.
Ate.
Ate.
Saw.
Saw.
Went.
Went.
Broke.
Broke.
Fell.
Fell.
Helped.
Helped.
Gift.
Gift.
Jumped.
Jumped.